Good morning. It is May 26, 2014. The time is 05:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday morning. Very special Monday morning. I'm on a day off, but here in the United States, it is a holiday, a day of remembrance in a sense. It is Memorial Day. This is a day where we remember those that have fallen, those that have served, those that are still serving, and thanking those all. I myself, I'm considered a veteran. I had served in the United States Air Force. I don't feel like a veteran sometimes, I guess. I always think of my brothers and sisters in arms that have served and are still serving. Those that have served before me, those that are serving now, and those that will serve more than likely in the future. It's a day of pausing, I guess, and remembering and thinking of the time when I did serve and the things that those that are serving now have to deal with. I'd like to say thank you to my friend and comrade in arms over there in Ireland, American in Ireland, Bernie Goldbach, for serving. And I believe last week was Victoria Day, which was the UK British version of Memorial Day, I guess, which entails the same respect of those serving. I just placed the American flag out on my front porch. I'm out here in the back porch with my coffee. I'm on a day off. I think I said that. I'm just waking up. Sort of been off the grid here for the last 3-4 days, sort of just take a break from it all. And we got a good morning starting this morning for Memorial Day. It'd be a day, like I said, just to kick back and remember, enjoy the day, and cherish the day for what the whole meaning is behind it. Because it does, it's one of the, this day, along with Veterans Day in November 11th, Armistice Day, are 2 days that really hit home for me. I guess it's because I have served. And it's hard to put in words, I guess, because I've always been a little bit emotional, I guess, about, even more so, I think, after serving, because I think those that are serving now, I don't know, from my perspective, are dealing with a lot more than when I was dealing with, I guess. You know, it's just a different type of threat and missions to accomplish. And it might be, I get more emotional because of maybe the 24-hour news thing that we have going on with on this thing called the internet and all. I was surprised to see, not really surprised, I was glad to see, very glad to see, my president, the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces, was over there making a visit in Afghanistan to the troops. I think that sort of surprised me. I was on the job yesterday and saw that on the newswire, so I was very happy to see that. I'll have to be right up front. There's a lot of things I don't agree with my president, but he is still my president. He is still the leader of my country. And I think that's what makes my country, in my opinion, of course, such a great country, because I'm able to publicly state that I do disagree with my president on things, and that's directly related to my country's history of those that have served and those things that we hold cherish, we hold close to our heart and cherish. People have have fought for. So, Memorial Day. It's not just, for me, it's not just an ordinary day. Yes, it's a holiday. Everybody gets a day off. They do the barbecue. We'll be grilling today, and I'll be having a beer, and I will definitely be toasting with a beer this afternoon to all those that have served and are serving and that will serve. So I'll get my day started here with a cup of coffee on this Memorial Day. Good day started. It's about 60 degrees out, cool 60 degrees. I'm not sure if we're going to get any rain. It was a gorgeous day yesterday at work. Somebody has to watch the farm, I guess, on a Sunday, is the saying. So I sort of equate it to serving, even though I am getting a paycheck for it. There's certain jobs that have to be done. Even as boring as they can get, you never know when the proverbial crap will hit the fan and stuff, where somebody has to be standing ready just in case certain things need to be done, I guess. So, but like I said, I'm getting my day started. This is sort of a long audio boo for me, I guess, looking at the clock. You know, I'm already going towards 7 minutes, so. And I think it's to just again say thank you to those that have served, those that are serving, and those that will be serving, and remembering those that have fallen, and to reiterate that those that are missing, they are never, never forgotten. Y'all have a good one today. Ciao for now, and peace.